Shabazz, your host at Blackberry Podcast. Then this episode is going to be named, it is named, Basic Design Steps for Wiccan Rituals. Of course, for Wiccans, ritual is a ceremony performed for a specific purpose, such as a connection to deity and the essence of Wicca. During ritual, Wiccans honor and worship the divine. Many works magic and participate, search their hearts and spirits, letting the ritual evolve naturally. The following list shows the basic steps for practicing of Wicca rituals. Decide why you want to conduct a ritual. Make sure that your intentions is clear, specific, clear. Yeah. Decide how you want to perform your ritual. Write down words and you're gonna use during the invocation and the other steps. Decide when to do the ritual. For example, you may want to time your ritual to a specific phase of the moon or to a Wiccan holiday, the wheel of the year. Decide where to do the ritual. Set up an altar, a symbol, and tools, and other necessary objects. Then purify the space. Purify yourself. Cast the circle to create sacred space. Invoke, and welcome deities according to your beliefs. Conduct the ritual observance. For example, celebrate a Sabbath or an Esbit, which has to do with the moon cycles. If you desire, raise power and work magic. If you have a good reason, earth the power, thank or dismiss the deity. Take down the circle. Them the steps, them the basic steps right there for the Wiccan rituals. There's many reasons somebody would want to work a ritual, a ceremony, if you call it. What spell work, you still need the circle. If you're going to invoke or evoke, you're going to need the circle because you're dealing with the energy. Alright. Now, the Esbits or Wiccan Lunar Holidays celebrate the moon passage around the earth, and the Esbits offer Wiccans a chance to regularly put aside their time to step away from the ordinary world and dedicate time to the spiritual reflection or magical work. The approach to the holy days isn't all inclusive. For each phase of the moon, some groups have particular rituals and aspects, and the aspect Esbat can be celebrated by individual covens. Some we can celebrate the aspects on full moon, new moon, full moon, new moon, and full moon, new moon, and quarter moon. Some Wiccans use the word Esbit to describe any Wiccan gathering, especially if ritual or magic works takes place that doesn't occur on the Sabbath. Right, the Wiccan holidays, celebrating the sun on the Sabbath. wicked holidays or Sabbaths or time to the seasons and the earth's natural rhythm. Sabbaths celebrate the earth's journey around the sun, called the Wheel of the Year, and the Wiccans refer to commemorating a Sabbath as turning the wheel. Most Wiccans celebrate these eight Sabbaths annually. Yule, winter solstice, December 20, 21, 22, 23. To land on any of them days. Yule is the longest night and the shortest day of the year. Some Wiccans consider Yule to be either the year's beginning or end. This is the time to celebrate and return the light of the light, the sun. Yule is a solar tuning term of the tides, and the newborn sun offers a fresh start and literally a new day. It's time for renewal and hope. That's on Yule. Bridget, Imbar, Candlemas, Mist, Imbolc, or Bridget Day, February 1 through 2. Bridget or Imbolc is a preparation for spring. At Bridget, Wiccans clean and organize their living environment as well as their minds and hearts. In preparation for the upcoming season of growth, it's a time to shake off the dirt of late winter and light the fires of creativity and inspiration. Esther. Spring equinox. Oster is called an Oster. It's also called in some traditions. Winter is now over. Light is increasing. The day and the nights are equal in length at the equinox. Spring has arrived or is coming soon. Esther's is the time of fertility, birth, and renewal. The ice is thawing, and the growing seasons of plants and animals begin. Growth is the theme of the day. Beltane. May Eve, Beltane, or May Day. That's April 30th, May 1st. Beltane is the time of marriage and union of the goddess and mother as Mother Earth and of the god of the greenwood, the green man. It is an ancient fertility festival marking the beginning of the planting and cycle, the planting cycle. And the festival was to ensure a good growing season and bountiful harvest. Beltane is lighthearted and joyful. I'm reading a script, teaching script that I put together a while back. Lithe, summer solstice in the summer midsummer, June 20th, 21st, 22nd, 23rd. It could land on any of them days. Lithe is the longest day and the shortest night of the year. Light triumphs, but will now begin to fade into darkness, and as autumn approaches, the crops are planted and growing. The woods and the forests have reached their peak fullness. This is a time of abundance for wildlife, including people. The holy day is joyous. Lagnashad, Lammas, August 1st. For the ancient pagans, Lagnashad was a time of both hope and fear. They held hope for a bounty harvest and abundant food, but they feared that the harvest wouldn't be large enough, that the cold months would be filled with struggle and deprivation. At Lagnashad, modern Wiccans also face their fears, concentrate on developing their own abilities, and take steps to protect themselves and their home. Anyhow, let's go on with this. Mabon, Four Equanimes, the Harvest Home, September 20th to 23rd. At Mabon, the day and the nights are equal and wet and stubborn balance. For many locations, Mabon coincides with the festival of grain, fruits, and vegetables. Mabon, also called Harvest Home, is time Thanksgiving. The beautiful and bounty of summer gives way to a desolation of winter, and darkness overtakes the light. Shemhain, Hallows Eve, Hallow Mass, which most people, ordinary people, consider Halloween. October 31st to November 1st. For many Wiccans, Shemhain marks the new year and is the most important Sabbath. It's the time to remember the ancestors that have passed away, and the time to celebrate the harvest and all that has been accomplished over year. I use the dung meal, make a little saucer plate of something cooked that I cooked, and put it out or put it by the window. And for the dead, is just a symbol, just to represent that the dead were feeding the dead. But whether the food get eaten or what, then we know that it's just a representation, or I don't know how you would put it, just an act that we do to feed the dead. And whether the food is eaten or not, we still did our job. And for many Wiccans, like I said, Shemhain marks the new year. Like I said, day when Wiccans and witches work their magic and their spells and rituals. It's a busy day. It's a day also where every full moon is actually a day that you can get initiated or self-initiation or join a circle. It's every full moon. Alright, I'll go on. At this time, this is the end of this segment about rituals, designing your own rituals and ceremonies, and mainly for the holidays. It was an agricultural thing, the wheel of the year. It was agricultural thing, and for New life and the prosper and have bounty. So that's it for until next time. Blessed be.